If you ask Manik Sakya what he values the most, this is what he'll say.
Culture, cuisine, and nature.
Sakya has lived all over the world. When he counts all of the places together, it's over 35 countries.
Bhutan, India, of course the neighbor country, the Pakistan.
Japan, the United States, and of course his home country of Nepal. Sakya worked for the Nepali government making travel itineraries for different countries focusing on his three values, culture, cuisine, and nature. Sakya took over Nepal restaurant just outside of Glenwood proper over a year ago with the intention of making food like his grandparents and the people who came before him. His friend owned the place but wanted Sakya to take over, so he said yes, and drove from his job in Minnesota to his wife in Texas and then to Glenwood Springs to run the restaurant. Sakya's main focus is making good food, but he has his own definition of the word good.
Good means not only the taste for the mouth. Good means which will help our body mechanism, so that the food should keep us healthy.
Sakya's restaurant is just one of several ethnic eateries that don't fit the typical mold of what you'd expect to find. You can always find Italian, Chinese, Mexican, but in Glenwood, there's authentic Indian, Polish, and Caribbean restaurants, all within a 10-minute drive. There's pierogies at Polanka, tukpa at Nepal Restaurant. Lisa Langer is with the Glenwood Springs Chamber Resort Association. She says this range of restaurants exists for lots of reasons. Location, food availability, and that Glenwood is turning into a bit of what she calls a foodie scene.
Our visitors and locals alike have expressed their great love of Glenwood's restaurant scene.
Back in Nepal Restaurant, Manik waits for his next table. Even though he's a world traveler, he says he's found his home.
I think this is my last destination in my life. The Glenwood Spring, I love this place. I think I'm not going anywhere.
Except back to Nepal, where he can keep exploring culture, cuisine, and nature. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Patrick Fort, reporting from the Ed Lisnessen Arts and Culture Desk.